Close your eyes and begin to breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, let your body soften and relax. Breathe and let the sounds and words wash away all concerns. The ideas you are about to hear will become your own. You will begin to think thoughts that promote an inexhaustible supply of prosperity, health, and happiness in your life. You will discover that the secret power within you can help you do anything and become anything. It is not necessary that you stay awake, for everything you hear will be absorbed by your subconscious mind, even while you sleep. So now, rest. And breathe, and repeat in your mind as it is said out loud. I am one with the universal mind. I refuse to accept it. It is only an illusion. There can be no obstacle or undesirable circumstance to the mind of God, which is in me and around me and serves me now.
Sympathy and tolerance.
I have
for all things
and understanding
and all people.
I know that as I help
others,
I help myself. For God owns everything. I am vital.
once a still universe, where all things and all laws are revealed. I reach within to this place of peace and quiet. Into the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense a living, breathing universe dwelling within me, and I dwelling within it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine, mine to draw upon, for it is in me, one with me, and I am a part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lit with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking, and the goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of the universal mind, for I place myself in its hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides my path. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts. And my thoughts today are even now bearing the children of my tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is negative I refuse to accept. By attaining, I do not deprive others. All that is and ever will be is available to everyone. We need only ask, and it shall be given. I merge with the infinite power of love that surges through me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone, and each day is a new birth, another step on my journey toward oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive. Thank you. across my consciousness comes a constant procession of thoughts, and I observe them. I do not make up these thoughts. I know they come from the universal mind, and I watch as they are presented to me. I slow the train of thoughts. I examine each of them and then let go, neither accepting nor rejecting. On and on the thoughts come, and I ask myself, who is it that observes this? And I hear the answer, thou that art, always have been, and always will be, thou observest. And I understand. Here then is my true self, a thing independent of all but spirit, a contemplative which only observes and chooses from the thoughts that cross consciousness. Whatever I choose is mine. Whatever I reject shall never touch me. I sense a fusion of my being with the great universal mind. I sense the presence of the Great Spirit. I feel the immutable and irrevocable bond between myself and the all-powerful loving force of creation. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. The infinite creative power of the universal mind lives within me. I remove all barriers from my thought and align with divine purpose. I am open and receptive to the purposes of God. I know that my life is great and good. When I perform service with love, the right ideas are delivered to me, and the universal mind provides me with the means of bringing them into my world. I know that all things spring from the universal mind, which is infinitely abundant. They will manifest in my life. I refuse to accept undesirable circumstances having final reality. A mighty truth is at the center of my consciousness, where no work is difficult, where peace always reigns, where all things are possible. Life is a journey which must be traveled one step at a time. I am patient and trusting, for I have unshakable faith in my destination that is always leading me closer to my true home of infinite love and abundance. I surrender my will to divine will, knowing that success will come when I fulfill the indwelling God.
Become one with the universal mind
I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know